Welcome to our podcast where we discuss all things cybersecurity, helping you navigate the digital landscape with expert insights and practical advice. In Google News recently, Google announced an update to their Google Cloud Chronicle Security Service. The update brings forward the Chronicle Security Operations Platform, bolstering advanced threat intelligence capabilities. This development marks a significant step for those seeking to upgrade their cybersecurity standards. However, it's not all positive news. Retool, a substantial firm, recently experienced a smishing attack. Hackers exploited SMS phishing to infiltrate Retool's Google Authenticator multi-factor authentication, MFA, synchronization. This occurrence not only reflects the growing utilization of generative AI and deepfake technology in complex cyber attacks, but also emphasizes the necessity of prioritizing cybersecurity and maintaining alertness against such threats. In response to the breach, Retool has been proactive, recommending the use of Google's Authenticator for heightened security. The attack impacting crypto users was ascribed to SMS phishing, accenting the importance of sturdy security practices within the realm of digital currency. Given these instances, it becomes all the more important to stay informed and take the initiative in protecting our online accounts and personal information. In an ever-changing cybersecurity landscape, the need for staying updated on the newest threats and actioning preventative measures grows. The protection of our digital assets is a collective duty. By acquainting ourselves with the best safety practices and employing the appropriate tools, we place ourselves a step ahead of cybercriminals. Ubuntu users should note that there are currently two security vulnerabilities in Django, a widely used high-level Python web framework for web applications, and C-Aries, a commonly used C library for asynchronous DNS requests. Exploitation of these vulnerabilities could lead to service disruption in Django-based applications or in applications relying on C-Aries, thereby affecting their normal operation. It is imperative for Ubuntu users to quickly apply the most recent security patches to their systems to minimize any potential risks. We will continue to provide updates about these vulnerabilities and any related developments or patches to ensure the safety and security of your Ubuntu systems. And that's all for today's episode on cybersecurity. Remember to stay vigilant online and protect your digital assets. Until next time, stay safe.